Edith Mayhew and her sister Ella were the daughters of Joseph Mayhew, Grand Marais' first lighthouse keeper. The Mayhew family settled here in 1879. In this edition of WTIP's ongoing series, Moments in Time, we hear from Edith Mayhew Strom, who shares her memories of early Grand Marais.
It was my grandfather's brother that came here first in the search of minerals. And he got my grandfather to come here. My grandfather got my father to come here. And after he came, he started negotiations with the United States government to build a lighthouse here. And if they would build a lighthouse, he agreed to take care of it. He held various other positions here. I remember one time my father put on his gray and white trousers and his black coat with the tails and back, and when I saw that, I knew something special was going to happen. So it was a beautiful Sunday day, and took me by the hand, and we walked down to church in Chippewa Village. And the Indians didn't expect us, and they were very, very cordial. We were bowed in and bowed out, and I was surprised to see that they had a choir loft there. They sang very well, and a man by the name of Jim Morrison passed the collection plate. The sermon was in Chippewa, and after it was all over, we said our goodbyes, and everyone was so cordial, and came home again. The Indians were beautiful embroiderers. They did a great deal of bead work, and they made all kinds of birch baskets, and they made wonderful mats out of cedar bark. They dyed the part of the bark black, and they wove these mats in a geometrical design, and you could order them in any size you wanted. Now, when these passenger boats would come in, why, you could hear them from Lutzen. And when this whistle was heard, the Indians started from Chippewa Village, and they all went down on the dock and waited for the passengers to come off, and they'd buy their baskets and moccasins and other beaded objects they might have. And they'd order these mats. And then when the boat came back from Isle Royal, they'd oftentimes have these mats ready for their passengers. In the summertime, of course, the mail came by passenger boat, and all these little settlements along the shore, the people would come out in a rowboat to the passenger boat and get their mail or get their freight. Then the boat would stop here and go on to Isle Royal, and I wish there was a boat still doing the same thing. Of course, there are many, many changes in the town now. What I miss most is the pond. I wish that pond was here. It was a great source of recreation, and I don't suppose there was a tourist that came to Cleveland that didn't say, well, what do you do with your time? And that pond, in the wintertime, on a moonlight night, there were skating parties, and there were hockey games. They called it polo then, by the boys. And in the summertime, there was a boat there, and it was very artistic. There were a lot of flowers and bushes that grew around the pond. A lot of wild Irish we called blue flags, and there were yellow lilies, and there was a boat to row in, and the road cuts through there now. It's always good to come back to Grand Marais, and as long as the beach and the lake stay as it is, I'll always remember.
You've been listening to Moments in Time. Archival recordings for this feature were provided by the Cook County Historical Society. Moments in Time is an original series produced by WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past.